Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another team review here on South Harmon. I am Eric Vanek, and you can find me on Twitter at EricVanekNFL, and joined by Koopa as well again. So today we are going to go over the Philadelphia Eagles. So head coach is still Nick Sirianni. Offensive coordinator, they brought in Kellen Moore, former Cowboys and Chargers offensive coordinator. He was brought in to help this offense this year. Some of the key players who left for them this season: Marcus Mariota, DeAndre Swift, Boston Scott, Quez Watkins, and the retirement of stud center Jason Kelce as well. Targets and vacated air yards. So they're missing 125 targets and 701 air yards from this team from last season. So not too bad. Quarterbacks, Koopa, go ahead. Start us off with the quarterbacks.
Yeah, so quarterbacks, you've got Jalen Hurts, really good NFL quarterback, even better fantasy quarterback with all the rushing that he does. He's 100% a guy that you want. His PFF grade last year was only 86.7, which put him 8th of 38. I say only 86.7. That is a really good mark to hit. It's just somehow 86.7 is only 8th, which is actually surprising to me. I would have figured that would have actually been higher. But he's a really good NFL quarterback, and he's going to be the quarterback probably in Philadelphia for as long as his career holds up, probably another decade would be my guess. Kenny Pickett is their new backup. They got him from the Steelers when the Steelers decided that he was toast for them, and they decided to bring in all the make their own quarterback mess. But I think Kenny Pickett's going to be a solid backup for this team. Like, I don't feel like that he was necessarily as held back in Pittsburgh from his own skill as much as his offensive coordinator's lack of skill. So I think that Kenny Pickett can be a serviceable backup for this team if they end up needing him. But with how Jalen Hurts has been over the course of his career, I would not be surprised to see that Jalen Hurts plays all 17 games and all the playoff games and Super Bowl if they make it to it, and because this team has aspirations of being able to get there. They also have Tanner McKee and Will Grier. I don't necessarily know which one of these two are going to take the third quarterback job, if they even decide to keep a third quarterback. I could see them just putting one of these guys on the practice squad and calling it there. Depending on where they need additional roster spots across the team. But Jalen Hurts and Kenny Pickett are definitely the top two. Kenny Pickett's for your lineup, any QB on a two deep strategies. Jalen Hurts is literally everywhere.
It's probably be a battle between McKee and Greer to see who the third quarterback is. And I would imagine whoever doesn't win that job probably will revert to the practice squad as long as somebody doesn't pick him up. But as far as Jalen Hurts, man, like he's like, if you look at keep trade cut, he's like quarterback 5 or 6. I'm taking him as quarterback 1 this year. I think Josh Allen obviously lost Diggs, lost his weapons. Like, you look at his weapons, like, it's going to come down. Like, there's no way that he's going to put up the same passing numbers that he has with that cast and crew that he has. Also, they did not ban the tush push. So that means Jalen Hurts is going to be able to do that all again this year. They get to the goal line, they're tush pushing in. Obviously, it's a new center there, but I think they're still going to be able to do it, guys. Like, Jalen Hurts is going to be able to still do it. So
there's a reason he bent. What was it that he presses like 300 pounds or something?
Yeah,
like
he
that
squats 600 pounds or something crazy.
Yeah, that's
like
what
that.
It is. Yeah,
so he's, I have no doubts about that, and he still has the same cast and characters receiving the ball, plus a upgrade at the running back spot. So I think Jalen Hurts, for me, I have him as quarterback 1, especially in redraft. Like, Dynasty, if you still want to put Mahomes or Allen above him, I don't have a problem with that. But I think for redraft this year, I think Jalen Hurts is my guy to finish as quarterback 1. And then Pickett. The thing about Pickett, McKee, and Greer is they're all different from Jalen Hurts. They're not like big time runners, so it'll be interesting to see if Jalen Hurts, who has gotten banged up the last couple years, he has missed like a game or two each year, Be interesting to see how they work Kenny Pickett into there. But I think Kenny Pickett is, if you're ranking backup quarterbacks right now, he's probably in the top five for me. So I like that spot for him. Running backs here, we'll go on to Saquon Barkley, who I mentioned they picked up here in the offseason. His PFF grade last year was 70.2, 35th of 59th. So that has a lot to do with probably the Giants' offensive line. If you look at Barkley's like rushing numbers, it's like his box score, it's like 1 yard, 2 yards, minus one, zero, zero, one, minus two, and then 35, and then 15, and then back to one and minus one. He's going to have a lot better offensive line now to play with. I think this could be one of Barkley's best seasons. So definitely a guy I want to invest in this year. Kenny Gainwell is the backup currently. PFF grade last year, 55.3, which was 57th of 59. So not very good year from Gainwell last year. And they drafted Will Shipley in the fourth round, who I think is an upgrade over Gainwell and basically is going to replace Gainwell next year when they let him walk, because this is Gainwell's final year on his rookie deal. Tyrion Davis Price, they picked up from the 49ers. Lou Nichols is there, a UDFA from 2023, I believe. And Kendall Milton, who they picked up as a UDFA out of Georgia this season as well. They kept four running backs on their 53 last year. I think it's going to only be three this year. Barkley, Gainwell, and Shipley, I think, are going to be the guys. Real quick on Will Shipley. Overall, Shipley has only average size, but he runs with controlled athleticism and competitive urgency in all areas of his game. Though he has a mentality of an early down grinder, his versatile skills fit best in a third down role and on special teams. His 72.9 was his PFF grade last year. 167 carries, 840 yards, 5 touchdowns. He had 31 catches, 38 targets, 231 yards last year. In a zone scheme, he had an 80 grade, 65.8 in a gap zone grade, 487 yards after contact, which was 127th in the country, and he had 27 missed tackles forced this past season. Go ahead with your takes on the running backs, Koopa.
Yeah, so Saquon Barkley, I mean, he's projected to be running back five this upcoming season. Like, that's it. I agree with you. I think this is going to be one of his best years, if potentially not his best year. I could also see that the Eagles decide to lean on the running game a little bit more now that they have Saquon back there. Saquon can carry the workload of just getting the ball a ton of times per game. And with a better offensive line, if he's not suffering those negative 1 yard plays, like, that makes it really easy to just feed it to Saquon twice, and if he didn't get the first down, okay, now you at least have a third and two situation, which Jalen Hurts is going to be able to help you convert that most of the time. If not, you just run it a third, potentially run it a third time, and you tush push the last yard. I mean, like, this team is really good, is really well set up to have a lot of really long drives, and those really long drives are just feed it to Saquon over and over and over again. And I also agree. I think Will Shipley is probably going to be the guy that I think ends up taking the backup role. Definitely, if not this year, takes it over next year. But I can see him pushing Kenneth Gainwell and just becoming that second guy over him, because we've seen Kenneth Gainwell just kind of he every year he ends up being the third running back, and then ends up getting forced into the second running back role because somebody else whoever took it over him at the beginning of the year just wasn't quite good enough. But Will Shipley, hopefully he is good enough to be able to overtake Kenny Gainwell.
All right, now looking at the wide receivers here for the Eagles. So AJ Brown, PFF grade last year of 90, which was ninth of 128. DeVonta Smith, PFF grade last year of 75.4, which was 36th of 128. They brought in Paris Campbell to kind of play a little bit of the slot game. Johnny Wilson, who they drafted in the sixth round out of Florida State. Anaya Smith, a guy they drafted in the fifth round out of Texas A&M. Joseph Nagata, a 2023 UDFA they've had. They brought in John Ross, the speedster, former ninth overall pick of the Bengals. you know, fastest man before Xavier Worthy. Britton Covey, a UDFA from a couple years ago that's kind of stuck around. Jacob Harris, who's had a lot of injuries, former tight end convert. Austin Watkins Jr., who was on the Browns last season in the preseason and was doing really, really good. I think he got injured the last week and didn't make the team for that. Ended up being on the practice squad there. And then Shaquan Davis, another UDFA that they had. They only kept four receivers on their initial 53 last year. I think this year it's going to be at least five. I'm going to go Brown, Smith, Campbell, Wilson, and Aeneas Smith. So they'll probably keep the two rookies. You know, they might like keep John Ross or Britton Covey on the practice squad and bring them up on game days, maybe something like that. But I'm thinking they're only going to keep those five. Some quick highlights here on Wilson and Aeneas Smith. So overall, Wilson has imposing size and stride length for potential mismatch opportunities, but he doesn't always play up to his frame and currently lacks consistent focus and route precision for what the NFL requires. He reminds me of a lesser version of Devin Funchess. He is also considered to be a tight end by several teams, but it sounds like he's going to stick at wide receiver here with the Eagles. 75.9 was his PFF grade, 41 catches on 70 targets, 617 yards, 2 touchdowns, 275 pass snaps, 24 in the slot, 250 out wide. So he's going to be strictly an out wide guy. 66.8 versus man, 5 drops, 3.8 yak, which was tied for 396 in the country. 13.8 was his ADOT, 4 for 131 on deep balls, and 3 for 44 in the slot. And then Aeneas Smith. So overall, Smith doesn't have ideal size or catch radius, but he is an instinctive athlete with a twitchy gear change and competitive toughness to be productive with the ball in his hands. He can be a team's top punt returner as a rookie, and his offensive skill set shows similarities to Elijah Moore. So a 77.1 PFF grade last year, 53 catches on 78 targets, 795 yards, 2 touchdowns, 370 passing snaps, 278 were in the slot, 88 out wide. Probably just going to be strictly a slot guy in the NFL. 71.8 versus man coverage, only 1 drop, 6.7 yak, 10.4 ADOT, 8 for 240 on deep balls, and 39 for 590 in the slot for Aeneas Smith. Pretty good in the return game as well, which we'll get to here later on. But go ahead with your takes here on the Eagles receivers.
Yeah, obviously you want A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. A.J. Brown, wide receiver 6, Devonta Smith, wide receiver 21. And then whoever the slot guy is probably isn't going to be as useful. The Eagles have never really utilized that third wide receiver a ton. And part of that is just because, we'll get to it in a minute, is that they have Dallas Goedert, who's a really good receiving tight end. So they don't necessarily need production to come out of that third wide receiver slot. And then you start looking into who would their third wide receiver be, and you have a toss-up between Paris Campbell, Johnny Wilson, and Aeneas Smith. Like, all of a sudden, you have all the hallmarks for, yeah, that you don't really want a wide receiver on this team outside of A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. If you're in a best ball league, sure, it's probably good to take a gamble on a couple of those guys and just see if they end up taking over that role, because for a best ball league, that would be a role where if they end up getting you 4 catches for 50 yards and a touchdown, like, that's something useful to your team. But outside of that, like, if you're in a lineup league, I'm not looking to pick up any of those guys. It's really just A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith, and both of those are high-ticket assets, and so you will need to spend an early-round pick on them.
Yeah, even Wilson and Aeneas Smith are probably guys only in deeper leagues I want to carry. So, and like you were mentioning, they only really target 3 guys in the passing game, and now you add Barkley to it, who's a really good receiver. I think it's only going to be those 4, and a third like receiving option is probably not going to happen. So I agree with you. I don't really want to roster too many of those guys outside of like super deep leagues, and you're taking a chance.
I think we saw it. What was it, a year or two ago, that they only hit 4 wide receivers over the course of the whole season? Like they didn't even have a fifth guy that caught a pass or something like that.
Yeah.
Like this team just does not utilize many wide receivers, and you don't really need to focus on.
This is what we want for fantasy, though. We want a concentrated offense where they give the ball to four or five guys, and that's it. So we know who they're getting the ball to, and we know we can start them because they're going to get all the touches. So I like that in an offense personally. Tight end, Dallas Goedert, his PFF grade last year was 71, 16th to 72 among tight ends. He dealt with some injuries as well. CJ Uzama, they brought in as a veteran tight end. Grant Calcaterra is there as well. Albert Okwuegbunam is still there. EJ Jenkins and McCollin Castles, a UDFA out of Tennessee that they brought in. They kept four tight ends last year. Honestly, I think it's only going to be three this year. I think Goddard, Uzama, and probably Calcaterra, maybe Albert O sneaks in there as the third if he shows something in preseason. But I'm going to only go with three tight ends this year. How about you?
I actually kind of think it's going to be four because I think Calcaterra and Albert O probably end up making it. At least what I saw towards the end of last year, I thought that they liked both of them and how they were playing. CJ Uzama is... I was honestly disappointed by what he was doing on the Jets because I thought he had a shot to become the tight end one there, but he's shown that he's definitely a backup tight end. But I think he's solid enough to be just fine for what the Eagles are looking for. I mean, they're looking for Dallas Goedert to be their tight end one, and really everyone after that doesn't need to be it doesn't need to be too involved with the offense. They're just more out there to block. So Dallas Goedert, obviously you want him. He's currently ranked as tight end 11, so he is right at the back end of that tight end one threshold, which if you don't have any sort of tight end premium in your leagues, that is something that I am kind of looking at as a Dallas Goedert has a lot of value that I don't necessarily care about because I don't want to have to invest into tight end 11 when I know tight end even like 25 is very, very similar. And so that sort of thing just makes it so, all right, Dallas Goedert, if you've got a two tight end league, if you've got a significant tight end premium where all of a sudden these tight ends do actually have a difference from each other, okay, that's where I'm looking to get Dallas Goedert. But outside of that, like, he's just a solid guy that if I happen to stumble into him, sure, I'll have him. I'll take not having to sift through the waiver wire of tight ends, but if somebody's willing to turn that into value for me, he's off my team.
Yeah. Offensive line last year was number one in the league, so returning a lot of the same guys again this year. So Jordan Maliata is their starter at left tackle. His PFF grade last year was 84.8, third out of 81 among left tackles. So really, really good there. Fred Johnson is currently listed as his backup. Left guard is now Landon Dickerson. His PFF grade was 69.4, 17th of 79. And Trevor Keegan, a fifth-round pick from this year, is going to be his backup. Quick highlights on Keegan. Overall, Keegan is an average athlete and lacks a truly distinguishing trait, but he is a physical blue-collar blocker who made steady improvements as a senior that gives scouts optimism. He will have a chance to earn his keep as a depth piece in the NFL. Center is Cam Jurgens, who's going to take over for Kelsey. Last year, he was their right guard, a 61.4 at guard, which was 31st of 79. Brett Toth is his backup. Tyler Steen, a 2023 third-round pick, is going to be the starter now at right guard, and they brought in Matt Hennessy from the Falcons as a backup. And then the starting right tackle is Lane Johnson. His PFF grade was 80.1, 13th of 81. Still really good tackle in this league. And then they brought in Mekhi Becton, the former first-round pick from the Jets, monster of a man. He's actually played a little bit of guard at OTAs and stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised if he is the one that ends up starting at right guard as well. Could you imagine having Jurgens, Mekhi Becton, and Lane Johnson on the right side of your line? If Mekhi Becton can stay healthy, that's a imposing offensive line again. So really good offensive line. I expect them to be top five again this year. Kick returners, punt returners, go ahead with those, Gooba.
Yeah, so it's a little bit up in the air for the Eagles as to who's going to do what role. personally, I thought Anaya Smith did a really good job in college doing kick returns. I would not be surprised if he is one of the kick returners here for the Eagles this coming year. And then also Will Shipley did some kick returning in college too, and I didn't think he did near as good. Like he wasn't as dominant of a kick returner as Anaya Smith was, but he could end up being the second guy back there. And Isaiah Rogers is also a guy that they have listed to, hey, he can take care of some of the kick return jobs too. And then punt returners, it's open just the same. I think a dark horse to take over punt returners would be Cooper DeJean. But of course, for us playing offensive players in fantasy, that means that we don't necessarily care about it. But if you have IDP leagues, Cooper DeJean is somebody that could end up getting a little bit of a boost. But then you're just looking at, okay, who else could potentially do it? You have Britton Covey, but he needs to make it as a receiver on the team first. Anaya Smith, I don't think he did any punt returns in college. I think he was kick returns only. So like it's one of those things of just about anybody could end up being that punt returner for the team. Somebody probably is realistically going to end up learning how to punt return well, and that's who ends up being the punt returner. So that's kind of one of those camp battles to watch if you're looking out for those sorts of edges.
Okay. And then the final thoughts here on the Eagles. I mean, it's basically like a top five at every position. Like Jalen Hurts, I think, is going to be number one, realistically, probably top five, especially with his rushing ability. Saquon Barkley should have a really good season. I expect him to be a top five running back, especially with this offensive line that he's got in front of him. Best offensive line he's ever played in front of, that's for sure. And then wide receiver AJ Brown has just been a monster for them every single season that he's been there. I expect him to be at least a top 5 to 10 wide receiver. Devontae Smith, probably a top 24 receiver. Goddard, probably a top 12 tight end. So I mean, we love that this offense is concentrated. They give it to 4 or 5 guys, and that's it. And so you love this for fantasy. How about you, Koopa?
Yeah, this is a prime fantasy spot. You have 5 guys that you're interested in, and you are not concerned about somebody else on this team spoiling them. So you got 5 clear guys. The only thing that's going to stop them is injury. So just ride your Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, AJ Brown, Devonta Smith, and Dallas Goedert if you've got them, or try and get them if you can. But yeah, just ride those guys. That's what you're looking for from this team, and there's not a whole lot of risk associated with any of them on this team.
Yep, I agree. All right, so we're going to end this one for the Eagles. We will be back next with the Washington Commanders.